Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Football Friday, each and every Friday on Sports Radio 610, presented by Coors Light and the Low T Center. And you have your chance to win a brand new Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab Truck from Joe Myers Ford today at 4:45. Listen to Triple Threat. It's the Pick the Score Challenge. You pick the right score of the game, you win. And if somebody wins this week, they're giving another one away next week. That's how good Football Friday is. Each and every Friday, presented by Coors Light in the Low T Center.
Just continue to have the same mindset and come in and just do my job, be a leader when I can. Have success on the field, have success off the field, make sure, you know, I'm taking responsibility for this offense and for this team and everyone else around me. And if we're on the same page and we're doing that, then that's, you know, really my mindset.
That's Deshaun Watson, his comments on being the guy at quarterback for this team. Careful, Deshaun, I don't know if you want to take responsibility for this offense after we just talked about it.
Tap the brakes on that a little bit.
Easy, easy. You may want to just kind of let that responsibility on offense ride for a couple days. Be like, hey, hold on now. I mean, kind of my offense, but not really.
You know? Just so, blame Bill O'Brien. He might not be here long.
Well. So Landry Locker, Mad Radio, wrote an article on sportsradio610.com. I encourage you to read it. It's sportsradio610.com. And the title is, Why Isn't There More Deshaun Watson Excitement in Houston? And he goes on to note, you know, Watson gets here. There's a tremendous amount of buzz around him. He's an exciting player that plays an exciting style of football. You know, even goes on to show just how, you know, hard it would be to replicate Watson's run against the Bengals in a video game. Mm-hmm. And just basically ask the question, why is this city not excited for Deshaun Watson? What do you believe to be the reason this city seems to lack excitement for Deshaun Watson? Or do you think Landry's wrong?
I don't think he's wrong, but I think it's a relatively easy answer. If he wrote this in a month or 6 weeks, we might have a better gauge as to, you know, what we've seen Watson do and why people are not necessarily going crazy about it. I think we just haven't seen enough. The dude started one game and he had one spectacular run. Now, on a national perspective, and this is what I, you know, what Landry was talking about, there seems to be more buzz about him nationally than locally because he's a headliner nationally. You know, he's a headliner nationally with the two national championship games, the one win.
He's the first round pick at quarterback to start.
Exactly. He's the first one to do that. But I think locally, it's like sometimes when you're almost too close to the situation, we know all the other warts. You know, we see all the other problems. We were just talking about the offense and how it has been stagnant almost or inconsistent, you know, almost the entirety of Bill O'Brien's career. I think it's just like a bit early, you know, for local fans to. Now, that was a hell of a run, but it's a bit early for local fans to start treating him like Earl Campbell or Dan Pastorini or Moran Moon or, you know, J.J. Watt. You know, like, oh, my gosh, you know, seeing all this excitement about this one guy. It's just early. I think it's very simple.
The timing is interesting, you know, give it time for it to breathe, you know, what do they do with the wine? They put the thing in the wine bottle, aerate the wine.
Yeah,
give it time to aerate.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, let it breathe. My thing is I think it's a multifaceted approach. Just have a hard time getting behind a quarterback in this city. Because there's been so many different guys take snaps.
That's a good point.
In the past few years.
This city has quarterback fatigue.
Quarterback fatigue, that's a good way to put it. Just the overall belief that the offense can get him going as much as he can get the offense going. Just like the concern about the offensive line, the concern about Hopkins's drops, the concern about the lack of talent outside of those guys. Just concern about that maybe has muted it a bit. And ultimately, quarterbacks are judged by wins and losses. There's only one win to his credit right now. There's mm-hmm. no losses to his credit as a starter, but there's only one win right now. As the wins come, the city will see, oh, okay,
right,
this guy.
And they kind of both tie your point and mine. I think there is quarterback fatigue. That's a good point. And I think mine is, it's like, well, we saw one run, you know, but I think also being close to this team and seeing Deshaun Watson from training camp into preseason and every game, not just the Thursday night game, we've seen him miss. You know, we've seen his accuracy issues. So people are like, let's just hold off a little bit. I think it's both of those things.
They don't want to buy into a guy and then have growing pains show up, and then you think that, oh, my God, this guy's not good anymore.
Right.
A couple of people waited on the text line, 713-572-4610, and there's some really good comments here, and they all kind of find in the same vein. Someone says, I'm excited about Watson, but I think he can get hurt because he's a mobile QB. Another texter says, he's running for his life. We're worried about the future and hoping that he doesn't get David Carr'd.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'll tell you about this. The upstairs is nowhere close to David Carr. The body may get bruised and banged up from the offensive line. The upstairs is going to be fine.
And that's another text we got. You know, we know that no matter how good he is, this offensive line is just not going to get it done and ultimately either get him hit, sacked, or the offense will stagnate again.
Ken and Sugarland, Steven on Edgebrook, both with the same comment, essentially. Hard to get excited about Watson when you can't get excited about the rest of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be as simple as it is. You don't trust the offensive line to keep him upright. You don't trust anybody to get open besides DeAndre Hopkins. And you don't trust the rushing attack to be consistent, so you can't buy into the offense. I would venture to say that there's not even the buy-in to the defense yet, because they lost all their buy-in in week one mm-hmm. when Jacksonville rammed it down their throats.
Right. And a couple people saying, yes, it is wait-and-see mode. Been burned too many times by quarterbacks. So that, in essence, says both of our things,
mm-hmm.
Both of our points.
And here's the thing. It's okay to not be excited right now. Like,
it's week three.
I get it.
It's his second start.
I get it. If mm-hmm. we're sitting here in week 13.
That's my point.
And you're not excited, then to your point, then there's something very wrong.
Yeah, then we may just be, you know, cynical about it.
I would be anxious to know how many other cities are excited about their quarterback situation when they have a young quarterback.
Like, oh, it happens. I mean, L.A. was with Goff, and he wasn't good.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, L.A. was like, okay, well, we're screwed. Our quarterback sucks. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, oh, okay, well, this kid's got something.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, San Francisco hates that. They hate having Hoyer as their guy. I mean,
right.
And then they're hoping for that one of those top guys in the next year. But Philly's pumped. Tennessee's pumped. Mm-hmm. Oakland's pumped. But it took a long time to buy in on Derek Carr, by the way. And he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in football right now.
Right.
Like, remember how bad his rookie year was? Like, I understand I say bad. Compared to other rookies, he had a pretty good year. But I just remember the Texans just mercilessly destroying him in his rookie year.
Right.
And, you know, quelling a lot of the, well, he should have been our quarterback. And then everybody saw that game and like, ooh, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned into something. So 2 weeks into his career, 3 weeks into the season, it's okay you're not excited about Deshaun Watson.
Right. Yet. Give it time.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in the Loop with you, Sports Radio 610. I have a valid, well-thought-out, as well as I believe it, to be argument that Jadeveon Clowney is more important on Sunday the 99 J.J. Watt. We'll talk about that next to Loop, Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.